collegegolfclub.com. And right now, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, we will now go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. Eddie McEnroe, I'm excited, man. I'm glad to have you in the studio here. Do a little punch counterpunch here, a little back and forth. And first topic up for discussion is Colin Montgomery doing a little whining about not being in this year's 2008 Masters field. Colin Montgomery criticized officials of the Masters for inviting players for, quote, television rights. Montgomery will not be at Augusta National next week for only the second time since 1992. He is ranked 75th in the world. Of course, the top 50 in the world rankings automatically get that invite to the Masters. There's also 17 other qualifications. There's 18 qualifications in all. Some of them are former Masters winners, U.S. Open, British Open, and PGA Championship winners since 2003, Players Championship winners the last 2 years, 06 and 07. There's also U.S. Amateur winner and runner-up, the British Amateur winner from last year. Whole different stipulations, 18 of them, including the new stipulation this year. If you went on the PGA Tour within the last year, as long as it's not one of those fall series event, if it's a full field, regular season tour of it, event, which is awarding maximum number of points for the FedEx Cup. If you win that event, you get in. Of course, whoever wins this Sunday, this later on today, at the Shell Houston Open gets in. So there's a slew of different ways to get into the field. Colin Montgomery had plenty of opportunities, didn't do it, and three Asian players ranked below Montgomery, and this is what's really bothering him and rubbing him the wrong way. Three Asian players ranked below Montgomery, who was 75th in the world, got in through some invites. Augusta Chairman Billy Payne extended last week. India's Jeev Milka Singh, who is 80th in the world, Thailand's Prayad Markasang, who is 93rd in the world, and China's Liang Wangchong, who is 111th in the world. Augusta Chairman Billy Payne said that their invitations were made, quote, utilizing the Masters brand, end quote, adding that the interest in those three countries would heighten exposure for the Masters. Montgomery told reporters on Monday from Munich that was tantamount to handing out invitations for TV rights. He said, quote, now, if I were the only person in a country, say, like China, I might get in. It's a strange way to make up a field for a major championship. Television rights, they are quite open about why they're doing it. They were, when I missed out last time in 2005, when they picked Shingo Katayama, who was 67th in the world when I was 51st. They picked him over me because of the Japanese television rights, and they have done the same thing with Thailand and China this time around, end quote. Quote, Eddie, Colin Montgomery, I mean, he's always been a sour, bitter man, and he's always been somewhat pompous and arrogant, but do you buy into his crying and whining about not being in the Masters field, or do you want to tell him just shut up?
We're going to have a real tough time finding something to battle over on this particular topic, because I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you know, you look at the 18 ways to get automatic exemptions into the Masters. He didn't fall under any of them. We all know that the Masters plays under a different set of rules. We saw it with Martha Burke years ago. They've earned the right to make their own decisions, and they've obviously made an effort to grow the game of golf. You know, we've got kids that are between 8 and 16 years old that get in free. They're televising the par 3. Chairman Billy Payne has come out and said that growth of the game is extremely important, and that's a major, major market for him, the Asian market. So play better. Play better, Monty.
Exactly. Two words, play better. Better. In the immortal words of Olin Brown and Rocco Mediate, play better. And we all know that the Masters is the most – it's the most – It's the tournament. As far as I'm concerned, it's the creme de la creme. It's the best of the four majors. Yes, it's the youngest of the four. Only been around since 1934, but it's the best as far as I'm concerned. And it's the most elite field. This year, there's only 93 players, and it's always been right around 100 or less. Top 44 in ties make the weekend cut. And I love the fact that there's only 44, 45, 46 players playing the weekend, the best in the world who make the cut there. They only start with 93, so you got plenty of time for television coverage. You don't miss rounds. You don't have darkness ending golf and, you know, leaking into the next day unless there's rain or something, which we had in 05 when Tiger beat Chris DeMarco in the playoff. But this is the best tournament in the world. It's the best run tournament in the world as far as I'm concerned, and they have the right and the prerogative to do what they want. And shame on Colin Montgomery for calling them out when he is the one that's fallen short here. Shameful. He's fallen short, not the Masters. They don't have to pander to him. What has he ever done to even warrant being in the Masters 15 of the last 17 years? He's made the cut there less than half the time he's played there. Considering the great world-class player he is in the Ryder Cup and the fact that the last 20 years he's been Europe's best player in the Ryder Cup, where has he been on the PGA Tour? Not only has he never won a major, and we're including the British Open, which is on his soil, and they've played in Scotland many a times where he's from, he's never even won a PGA Tour event. He shrinks from the spotlight when he's playing on U.S. soil. We all know it. And part of that is you know, him getting heckled by the U.S. fans, but not all of it. And I don't feel sorry for him, by the way, anyway, because he's pompous, he's arrogant, he's snobbish. He's always had this feeling of entitlement. And Monty, I'm not going to miss you next week, buddy. I could care less if you're sitting on your couch at home.
And how about the quote from Prayad Markasing? I mean, he was asked about Colin Montgomery's his quotes, and I guess he had mentioned the fact that he doesn't know. Maybe Monty doesn't like Asians. He also mentioned that a couple times on tour when they've played together. He hasn't seen him say a thing to any of the Asian players.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get into that, but I you know, kudos to Markasing for sticking up for himself.
Right.
You know, that's another thing. None of these three guys, G. Milka Singh or Prayad Markasing or Liang Wang Chong, they don't need to feel any remorse for getting in when some old stuffy has-been like Colin Montgomery's not getting in. Right. That's another thing. Montgomery whining about not getting in is almost, you know, throwing cold water on these three guys who have never been in the Masters, finally getting in. It's right. Their time to shine, and he's almost, you know, making it a, you know, he's stealing their spotlight.
Right.
I got a big problem with this. Not going to miss you, Monty. Not going to miss you at all, buddy. Could care less that you're not in the field next week. All right, next one. Who's the best LPGA player yet to win a major? Of course, we are now three rounds into the first major of the LPGA Tour season, the Kraft Nabisco out in Rancho Mirage, California. The hometown girl, Boca Raton teenager Morgan Pressel, who won't be a teenager this time next year. She's 19 years old, going to turn 20 later on this year. She, of course, broke her maiden last year, winning for the first ever time in a major championship and becoming the youngest woman and the second youngest player ever next to old Tom Morris back in like the 1890s to ever win a major championship. So Morgan Pressel's not on this list. Lauren Ochoa is not on this list either. Four major winners last year in 07, four first-time winners. All four of those ladies were on this list 1 year ago. Morgan Pressel, Christy Kerr, Suzanne Pedersen, Lorena Ochoa, they're not on this list anymore. So the list of who is the best LPGA player yet to win a major includes names like Natalie Gulbis, Ai Miyazato, Paula Kramer, Brittany Lincecum, Mi-Yoon Kim, and Hee-Won Han. Ed, who is the best female player in the world yet to win a major?
Yeah, to me it comes down to two people, either Paula Kramer or Hee-Won Han. Both of them turned pro in 2005. Han has six career victories, $4.8 million in earnings. You know, Paula Kramer's got five career victories, $4.3 million in career earnings, two top tens this year. She's already earned $350,000 this year. I got to go with Paula Kramer on this one.
I agree with you. I think Paula Kramer is the no-brainer here. She has five career LPGA victories. She's ranked third in the world, right behind Lorena Ochoa and Annika Sorenstam. And I think she is the third best player in the world. I think Paula Kramer, with all due respect to Morgan Pressel and Christy Kerr and Suzanne Pedersen, who have won majors and Paula has yet to, I think Paula is better than all those players. She's only 21 years old, but she's by far the best female player in the world yet to win a major, and she's so consistent. Every single year on tour, she's won over $1 million. In her three pro seasons, she's won over $1 million. She was Rookie of the Year way back in 2005. Now, granted, there's some other players on this list that have more career victories. Mi-Hyun Kim has eight career victories. Hee-Won Han, as you mentioned, have six career victories, and they've been good players as well, but I don't think they've been as consistent year in, year out as Paula. Kramer has only twice seriously contended in a major. She was one shot out of the lead going into the final round of the 05 U.S. Women's Open. Of course, she closed that year with a 79. We remember Birdie Kim hoeing out from the bunker at Cherry Hills in Denver, and Morgan Pressel finished one shot back in second. And then a year ago, Paula was just one shot out of the lead at the Kraft Nabisco, this exactly 1 year ago in Rancho Mirage, California, and then she finished with a back 940 and carded a 78. And you know, I'm not sure that she's going to get it done again this year there at the Kraft Nabisco. She's a whole whole bunch of shots back. She's at plus two right now, 8 shots back of Lorena. So she's not going to get it done this week, and it's looking like Lorena will win her second career major and second in a row because she ended last year's LPGA Tour season with the win at St. Andrews in the British. But I think it's a no-brainer. I think Paula Kramer is the best player in the world, and then I would probably go Mi-Yoon Kim and Hee-Won Han second and third as best players yet to win a major, and then maybe put in ladies like Brittany Lincecum and Natalie Gulbis. We didn't mention Michelle Wee, and she doesn't really deserve to be in this discussion as of right now. But I think long term, I think Michelle Wee could end up being one of the best players ever in the LPGA Tour. But it's hard to say that right now because she really hasn't done anything yet. But if we were to put Michelle Wee in this discussion, you can't say it now. But long term, I would probably say Michelle Wee will end up winning more tournaments on the LPGA Tour when it's all said and done than Paula Kramer or Natalie Gulbis or Brittany Lincecum or Mi-Yoon Kim.
Yeah, look at the young talent as a whole on the LPGA, and you certainly hope that that Michelle Wee gets her big game back in order, because she is a heck of a talent and great for the growth and development of the LPGA Tour. I mean, you hit it on the head with Paula Kramer. She's got the consistency. As young as she is, I think in 2007 she finished top 20 in every single one of the majors. So there's no doubt that right now, in terms of the younger crop of LPGA players, she's number one.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, right here on ESPN Radio 760.